We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school girls wrestling as the season begins this week. Talking now with the head coach for Audubon and also Xyria HK has their girls wrestlers compete there. Marissa Soder with us here on KSOM. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a brand-new season?
Not too bad. I'm pretty excited about what we've got. We've got a lot of returners, one new girl out, and so it's exciting to see the interest grow and maintain, especially with how many we have for our junior high. Our junior high is combined of Coon Rapids, Baird, Xyria, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, and IKM Manning. And then our high school is just composed of IKM and Audubon.
Okay, so IKM and Audubon. There's no wrestlers on the varsity for Xyria this year then?
No, not this year. Last year we had one.
But. Okay. Very good. What are your numbers overall for your high school team this year?
We have 9 wrestlers for our high school team, and it's looking pretty decent. I don't think we have any overlapping weights, so we should be filling 9 of the 14.
Okay, great. So you're on your way. Numbers continue to go up, it looks like, across the board, I think, for most teams that we've been talking to. So that's good news. So tell me, who coming into the season, who do you expect to be leading this year?
I want to believe that they all could, but you know how that works. It changes. Right now, I think we've got a lot of effort coming out of all of the girls, honestly. They're going to be going with to Kemper today to support the junior high girls, so they do have the day off for practice, but we will be working hard the rest of the week. So far, I've been impressed with everybody. Everybody's been putting in a lot of work. We have open mats occasionally on Sundays. We had one yesterday, and everybody was able to make it. So it's really nice to see that they're all taking the initiative during practice and outside of practice to come in and work on the things that they need to improve on to get better. I think everybody has pretty high hopes for the season this year.
Okay, so how many seniors total on the team?
I have one senior, Emily Foran. This is her 3rd year wrestling for us, and I think she's excited. I think she's looking forward to it. She's roughly at 155 this year, and she's got quite a few people in that weight class, but she might drop down to 45. We're exploring options right now.
So what type of wrestler is she? How would you describe her skills and what she's capable of doing this year?
I mean, it is only her 3rd year, so she's still kind of new to it. I've been watching her be a lot more aggressive this year. Honestly, all of them have been a lot more aggressive. The other day we were working on quicker shots and shooting off of our escapes, and that was really nice to see her do that. She is one that isn't as aggressive as she could be, so watching her do that and take that almost full force yesterday was really exciting, and I'm looking forward to see what she brings to the mat on Saturday.
All right. So how about juniors? We'll go there. How many juniors this year?
Yeah, I've got Elena Harbor from IKM. She has all the capability in the world. She's very strong. She's very aggressive. She worked this summer at a couple camps to get some of her technique stuff down. So she's looking really solid. We've got Laura McCarville, also from IKM. She has a couple health issues. If we can keep that under control, she's great. She's got a great headspace for it, and she works really hard, harder than others. Jordan Mulford is another junior. She is from Audubon. She's been wrestling for 3 years as well, and she works incredibly hard. Her dad works at the school here, so she has keys and can come in, and on her off time, her and her dad will come in and work on things quite frequently, so that's nice to see that she's working like that. And I believe that's all we've got for our juniors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. So 3 juniors, 1 senior. Let's go on to the sophomores.
Yeah. So for sophomores, I've got my newbie, Layla Vesper, and she is a pretty good natural athlete. She's very excited to be involved in wrestling. She wants to be good, and she's putting in the work. She has a big smile on her face all the time, and I love to see that. She just brings a really positive attitude to the team. And then my other 4 wrestlers are freshmen. So I've got Carly Henkel. She is going to be my heavyweight this year, and she is another one who always brings a really positive attitude to the mat. I greatly appreciate that when the girls are able to leave all of their stuff that happens at school and come onto the mat with the headspace of, I'm here to wrestle, I'm here to improve, and we're going to get stuff done today. So I really like that. Liv Inman and Michaela Zuniga are my other two from Audubon that are freshmen this year. All three of those girls did wrestle in junior high last year, and they learned a lot and they learned quick. So I'm excited to develop that a little bit more this year and see where it goes on the high school level. And then our last freshman is Macy Rasmussen from IKM Manning. And she has been wrestling like her whole life. So she's really fun to watch and see. She's very cool headed. She takes her time doing her moves and she knows exactly what she's doing.
Very good. So, I mean, still a young developing squad, some still learning their skills, developing them. Everybody is really to a certain extent, but just on a different level overall. What's the main thing that you tried to emphasize with the girls this season going into your season opener, which will be this coming Saturday?
Well, we talk a lot about being aggressive and staying aggressive. However, then when we practice that, we maybe lose some of our technical abilities a little bit. So this last week, we've been kind of focusing on maybe slowing it back down a little bit and making sure that we are doing the moves correctly. We're doing everything the way it needs to be done and then adding that aggression back in. So that way we're doing stuff correctly and we're not just like, for example, we were working on 2-on-1 tilts the other day and everybody's just rolling through because we're not really focused on actually sticking them to the mat. So we're working on that and slowing down to make sure things are done correctly, which I'm big on the techniques and all of the things that I coach. I want us to have the fundamentals down before we move on. So we've been kind of going back to that a little bit. But they all have a good base knowledge from their last couple years of wrestling, so I don't feel bad doing that. I don't feel like we're losing time.
And what are some of your goals for this for the girls this season?
Just overall improvement across the board, whether that is attitude on the mat, in school, anything that I can help the girls improve their lives with, essentially. Like, yes, I like to win. I'm a very competitive individual. I want to see that stuff with more numbers. I think it's possible that if we are all working as hard as we can and we continue to see that throughout the season, I think it's possible we could win some tournaments. But I don't want to say that that's our main goal. Our winning goal is not to win. It is always to just improve and do things correctly and get better.
Improve, constantly improve, and eventually the wins will come. You just hope it'll be sooner rather than later. And
yes,
we'll see what happens, but get some decent numbers on the mat this year in Audubon. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck to your Wheelers throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you.
Marissa Soder, head coach for Audubon Girls Wrestling here on KSOM.